Wednesday morning, a little fog out there. We'll detail the weather forecast again coming up in just a few minutes. On June 12th, the Community Foundation is going to be helping several different causes in our area raise money. It's called the Big Give. We'll be broadcasting from the Community Foundation offices that morning. One of those organizations hoping to benefit from this is the Imagination Library. Riley Alley is here from St. Clair County Resa. Riley, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
Imagination Library, for people who don't know, and I can't imagine by now there's anybody that doesn't, but remind us what the Imagination Library is.
So it is a program started by Dolly Parton in her hometown of Tennessee that provides free books to children ages 0 to 5. So in our county, we started the program about 6 years ago, and it is funded locally with from RESA and United Way, and then we get grants from the Community Foundation, and most importantly, we get donors in our community who want to give back, and we're able to provide books to children who register who are aged 0 to 5.
They arrive in the mail. It's always a big deal when the books arrive in the mail.
It's exciting, and the books come with the child's name on it, so it really, you know, drives that excitement for wanting to learn how to read. It gives that ownership. And, you know, if a child registers from the time that they're born till they turn 5, they could end up with a library of 60 books. I mean, that's a lot of books in a home for a child.
One of the neat things about this program, too, as you know, it was, as you said, started by Dolly Parton. She didn't want to just start this program up in communities and leave it. The idea is that the communities have to take ownership of it and be involved and raise money for it, too.
Absolutely. So she did. She really wanted books in the hands of kids. And when she came up with this idea, she didn't want to limit it to just her hometown in Tennessee. She said anybody who can fund the program, who can run the program, can have it. And so we were lucky enough to have RESA step up and United Way, and we have so many wonderful donors in our community that want this program to keep going.
One of the great things, too, about this program is just the sheer number of books that it brings into St. Clair County. I mean, obviously, you know, each child that has signed up or their parents have signed up are going to read those books. They might pass them on to a sibling, but then they may end up going to charity or to a library or somewhere. They're not just, you know, going to get lost somewhere. They're here in St. Clair County.
They're being reused over and over until that book is completely, you know,
dog-eared
used up
and falling apart.
You know, it is. I was at the library the other day with my kids, and we were looking at the shelf, and sure enough, there's an Imagination Library book right on the shelf being reused. We were at the doctor's and I've seen it. We've been at gymnastics and I've seen them. So it's really fun to see them being used anywhere and everywhere until they're completely torn up.
The importance of kids being around books really from birth is, I think, we're getting a better understanding of how important that is, aren't we?
We are. We unfortunately have a high number of children who are not reading proficiently by the end of third grade. And so what we really want to do is, you know, get ahead of this. We don't want to be trying to get kids to catch up. We want to have them, you know, raring to go when they enter kindergarten. And by getting the books in the hands from birth and getting those kids excited and getting them to just understand the importance of, you know, reading and the fun of it, by the time they get to kindergarten, then they'll be ready to read.
Yeah, it starts with being read to at a very early age, right from the beginning, doesn't it?
It is, and so it's very important that the parents are involved and the grandparents and the babysitters and any adult that is in the child's life. And what's really fun is that we didn't really expect, but what we're hearing is the older siblings are getting involved. And so they might be bummed because the book doesn't come in their name after they turn 5, but after they turn 5, they're starting to read, and so they can now read to the 2-year-old that's at home. And so there's a lot of positive things coming out of this program that we didn't expect.
The Big Give coming up on June 12th. What is that, and how is it going to work, and how are you hoping it's going to benefit the Imagination Library?
So, like you said, it's put on by the Community Foundation, and it's a 24-hour giving rally. So it's going to start at midnight on June 12th, and it's going to go until 11:59 at night. And we are really just hoping to really rally people around philanthropy and get them to give back. And, you know, they might choose multiple organizations, and that's wonderful because it's an opportunity for our community to just, like I said, rally together and make a huge impact. And I was thinking the other day, we have 4,500 children that are currently enrolled in the program. We have another 4,600 children who have graduated from the program. So over 9,000 children being, you know, impacted by this program. And if every single one of them just donated as minimal of $5, we would be over $20,000, over $40,000, depending on how many people register. And you think about that number, that's That's huge, and that would impact so many families in our county.
There you go. So that's your opportunity to give. Where can people find out more about it and more about the Imagination Library?
So for the Imagination Library, they can visit greatstartstclair.org. They can register on there. They can find out how to give on there. They can just learn about the program. And then on June 12th, they can visit stclairfoundation.org, and they're going to be able to give right online. Or if they don't want to give an online donation, they'd rather write a check, they can visit the Community Foundation on that day during the business hours and be able to just write a check and make that donation that day.
All right, very good. What are the favorite children books in your household?
Oh, we've got so many. The nice thing about Imagination Library is the books are titles that even I have never heard of. And, you know, and I'm working in this field, but it's so fun to see the kids. And I hear from so many parents that even some of the normal books like Llama Llama, those come through. But If I Built a Car is a favorite one. And then there's a bug book that's a favorite one. So there's a variety that's going to. Everybody's going to love something.
It's a great point, because then it arrives. You don't know what's in that package till you open it, and you find a book that maybe you had not even heard of before by an author you haven't heard of. But if the kids like it, you seek out more of those kind of books and so on and so on. So.
Absolutely. And, you know, there are going to be books that you're not big fans of, but it's a learning opportunity to teach a child to kind of pick and choose what they like, and they don't have to read books they don't like. It needs to be what they love, and that needs to be what they're going to enjoy.
Yeah, fun stuff. Riley, thanks for telling us about it. Appreciate it. And good luck with a big give.
Thanks so much, Paul.